All right, diving in today, and we're looking at something that's becoming increasingly common in hospitals, and that is integrating infusion pumps directly into the EHR.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, we've been talking about just how risky it can be to give IV meds. And I know you remember those smart pumps, the ones with DERS.
Oh, yeah, dose error reduction software.
Right, exactly. Huge step forward in preventing programming errors, you know?
Absolutely, yeah.
But now we're seeing, I guess you could say, the next evolution of that, connecting them right into the EHR.
Right.
And the idea is it creates like a two-way street for information. So
Exactly.
orders from the EHR go straight to the pump,
Right.
and all that data, all the details about the infusion, that flows right back into the patient's electronic chart.
Yeah, exactly.
So what we really want to understand in this deep dive is why this is happening.
Right.
What are the actual benefits, you
Yeah.
know, for patient safety, for healthcare costs, and I guess for anyone who just wants to quickly get up to speed on big changes in healthcare tech.
Okay. Yeah, I'm with you.
So let's start with the why. Why are hospitals investing in this integration?
Well, you hit the nail on the head earlier when you mentioned the risks of IV meds.
Right.
It really boils down to patient safety
Okay.
and trying to reduce those medication errors that we all know happen. I mean, when nurses are stuck manually programming those pumps, the chances of making mistakes, wrong doses, wrong rates, even just messing up a decimal point is significant, right? But auto-programming, by pulling the order directly from the EHR, that basically eliminates those transcription errors. And studies are showing this, they're backing it up.
Interesting. So these systems are actually using those safety features that are already in the pumps,
You got it.
like the drug library
And
and
DERR,
DERS,
exactly.
right? To kind of make things even safer.
Yeah, it all works together.
How so?
Well, think about it. When the pump is linked to the EHR, it automatically uses the drug library, which basically has all those pre-approved parameters for different medications.
Oh, I see.
So it's like an extra layer of protection.
Okay.
And research shows that this actually helps hospitals do a better job of sticking to those guidelines,
Interesting.
especially for high-risk medications.
Makes sense. So we've talked about the safety benefits,
Yeah.
but is this also making things more efficient for clinicians?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
I mean, think about all the time saved. Auto-programming really cuts down on all those keystrokes that nurses used to have to do manually. We're talking like an 86% reduction.
Wow, that's huge.
Plus, all the details about the infusion get documented automatically right into the MA.
MA, you mean the medication administration record.
Exactly. So nurses aren't wasting valuable time writing everything down. Some studies suggest it could save up to 10 minutes per infusion. And that's not all. Real-time data sharing means the whole care team is on the same page. And it can even help with things like managing inventory.
So we've got the theory, but what about the results, you know?
Right.
Are hospitals actually seeing a difference?
Yeah, we are. And the data is pretty convincing.
Like what?
Well, one study showed a 16% drop in medication administration errors overall after integrating the systems.
That's significant.
Yeah, and specifically errors with expired meds and those high-risk continuous infusions, those went down significantly. And
Interesting.
there's another study from a community hospital. Their drug library compliance went way up, something like 73.8% to 82.9%. And they had fewer infusion-related alerts,
So
too.
it's not just about safety, it's about saving money too, right?
Oh, yeah. The financial benefits can be substantial.
How so?
Well, one regional hospital saw their outpatient revenue go up, I think it was over a few months, because their documentation was more accurate thanks to the integrated system. And another community hospital, they saw similar gains in their ED.
Wow, that's impressive.
Yeah, and when you look at those high-risk medication errors, auto-programming has been shown to really make a difference there, like reducing errors from 84% down to
It's a
16%.
huge difference.
And medication omission errors, they practically disappeared, went from 97.9% down to 2.1%.
Wow, so safer and more efficient. But let's really dig into the safety aspect for a minute.
Sure.
How does this integration actually make things safer for patients getting IV meds?
Well, it creates a much more robust verification process. So with Barcode Medication Administration, nurses can scan the medication, the patient's wristband, and the pump. And the system checks all three, against the order that's already in the EHR.
Right.
So you've got these multiple layers of validation.
Okay.
Which really reduces the chances of giving the wrong med or the wrong dose.
Interesting.
Plus, with auto programming, especially for those high-risk drugs, you're relying less on those manual processes that are just so prone to error.
Right. But there must be some challenges, right?
Oh, for sure.
I mean, getting these systems to work together can't be easy.
Yeah, you're right.
We haven't really talked about that yet.
No, we haven't.
What are the hurdles?
Well, getting different EHRs and pump systems to talk to each other,
yeah,
that can be a big one.
Right.
And the initial cost, you know, for the technology and all that.
The infrastructure.
Yeah, that can be a lot for some hospitals.
Right.
And then there's the training.
Of course.
Got to get everyone on board with the new way of doing things.
That's always a challenge.
It is. Sometimes you get some resistance to change.
For sure. So for someone trying to understand all of this,
yeah,
what's the bottom line?
Well, I think the key takeaway here is that integrating infusion pumps with EHRs.
Yeah.
It's a big step forward for patient safety and efficiency in hospitals.
Right.
We're automating and connecting,
yeah,
these critical parts of IV medication administration. Mm-hmm. And the results are clear, fewer errors, and clinicians have more time to focus on patient care.
So really a win-win.
Yeah, I think so.
So here's a thought for you and for everyone listening.
Right.
We've seen that these systems can drastically reduce those high-risk medication errors,
mm-hmm,
and potentially save hospitals tons of money.
Absolutely.
Even increase revenue.
Yeah.
So why aren't they everywhere?
That's the million-dollar question.
What do you think are the biggest roadblocks to getting these integrated systems into every hospital?
Right.
And what could we do differently, maybe even think outside the box a little,
mm-hmm,
to really get those benefits to every patient and every provider?
Yeah, that's something we all need to think about.
For sure. Thanks for diving in with us today.
My pleasure. Always good to be here.
All right. That's it for this deep dive. Thanks for listening.